Yeah, hold on a second here. Trying to set the mood here.
What the heck?
Am I screwing it up?
There we go. I didn't set the mood. I ruined the mood is what I did.
Yeah. The moment's over.
Jeez.
There you go.
Wrong with me. All right. It was a video game, a headset, and soon it'll be... What was that over there?
You.
He sneezed.
This mood is completely gone.
No, I'm still in it. Let's go.
We're trying to get into this wonderful love story, and I'm hitting the wrong buttons. Jen sneezing.
Got to focus. You just have to focus. Block it all out.
All right. Soon it's going to be a lifetime of wedded bliss.
Oh.
This would be the story of our couple, Sean and Desiree. I think we got both of them on the phone. Desiree, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing okay. Hey, we saw your story. When was this, Jen? It was probably right before the break, right? Mid-December or so. I found it online.
Yeah, and you said, this is great.
I'm so fascinated by the way that you guys met. You met online playing Halo, and you were in two separate states. And just for some of our listeners that don't know the whole story, John, you want to take the story? Desiree, give us like a Cliff Note version, a USA Today version of how you guys came together.
Well, basically, we were just playing Halo. One day, I had a buddy of mine playing on my gamer tag. Actually, it was a roommate, and he added her onto my friends list, and I ended up finding, you know, who's this person, and then I contacted her and asked her, you know, who she is. I got a voicemail back and enjoyed the voice and asked if we could play every once in a while.
All right, hold on a second, because a lot of people here, a lot of our listeners may not be, I guess, game knowledgeable here. Not everybody's game. So when you say gamer tag, that's like your user ID, right?
Correct.
Okay. And when she left a voicemail, did she leave it on the phone, or did she leave it?
You can send voice messages back and forth or text, either way.
Through the Xbox.
Right, through the Xbox.
Okay.
All right, so when you play Halo, you've got your Halo headgear on, and you got that mouthpiece on where you can talk back and forth, right?
Right.
And then, Desiree, I mean, were you immediately smitten by the sexy voice of John here?
No, I wasn't necessarily immediately smitten, but I definitely appreciated his Halo playing skills. So we were playing pretty often, and it got to a point where we were just playing on a regular basis, and one day I signed on, he wasn't there.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I was like, what's going on? Why isn't he here? So I sent him a voice message, and I was like, hey, if you're ever to sign on and you want to play and I'm not here, you can give me a call. And lo and behold, he called me, and then, you know, first it was just calling me to play some games, and then the small talk got bigger and bigger, and we started talking a lot more, and then we ended up talking in-game a lot more than actually playing, and then we kind of moved it to the phone, and we were just getting to know each other, and we spent a lot of time on the phone.
Right. How long did this romance go on before he actually met face-to-face?
Well, we started talking in late December, and we actually officially started dating in March, and we met in April.
Okay,
so about five months.
You were dating in March, but met in April. How were you able to date and not physically be in the same room together?
Well, I guess when we say dating, we just decided that we were going to be exclusive. We weren't dating anybody else.
Okay, when you say exclusive, does that mean that you wouldn't play anybody else in Halo?
No, it just means we weren't going out having drinks with other people or getting to know other people. We just wanted to know each other.
Okay.
All right, so you lived in separate states, and then you met, and then you moved in right away? What happened?
Well, while we were getting to know each other, I had told him that I had been doing a little bit of web design and that I was really interested in attending Full Sail in Florida. And at first, I didn't think it was going to be possible. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to, you know, work things out to be able to move down there. But, you know, he kind of convinced me that I could make it possible. And so that was the plan, to go down there and go to school and kind of be with him at the same time, kill two birds with one stone kind of thing.
So, Desiree, when you tell your family that you met this guy playing a game online who lives in another state, and you're leaving, you're quitting your job to go live with him and to go to a new school, how'd that go over?
I think it was more me telling my family, hey, I'm moving to Florida to go to school.
Right.
They have left out the other details.
You had this all figured out before you even physically met.
Yes.
And there was no chance that you would meet and there just wouldn't be that chemistry? You weren't worried about that at all?
Wow. I guess looking back, I don't know. We didn't think about it too much. I'm sure at the time there must have been concerns. I'm sure we were both really nervous about it. But when we actually met in April, I had also been looking around for apartments in the area. So that was my main excuse for coming down. And I guess if it hadn't worked out, it, you know, we would have not moved in or whatever. But I still would have gone to Full Sail, so.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Desiree and John. Tell us about that very first date where you actually were able to spend time physically together. Did you go out and have the traditional dinner and talk, or did you actually, you know, play Halo in the same room?
Our first date, we actually went to a Seven Dust concert at the House of Blues.
Nice.
All right.
So you didn't get to talk at all then?
We got to talk. Actually, we didn't see too much of the concert.
Yeah.
We enjoyed the music, but we didn't get to see much of it.
So then afterwards, okay.
Yeah.
John, I think you know where I'm getting it right here. Afterwards, I mean, you knew that the connection was there. You were smitten by this young lady. You had to make that move. So did you say like, hey, you want to stop upstairs and play some Halo?
That first night, did we play Halo? we got some game time in.
Good.
Oh, good.
I bet.
Yeah, did you play some Halo though? That's the question. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, look
okay.
at you.
So you guys meet, you're playing Halo, you're not playing Halo, you're living in Orlando together now. How long between when you met and then you came up with this, a match made in Halo?
That was actually a lot of her ideas, but...
It was about a little over 3 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, we our three-year anniversary was in March of 2008.
Okay.
And that's the day he proposed.
How about that? And tell us about how did you do that, John? What was your approach there in making the proposal?
Well, we actually had a reservation made at Lake Lucerne, is a historic landmark here in Orlando. It's a bed and breakfast hotel.
Right.
But I was actually planning on making the proposal there, but I ended up improvising a little bit, and we couldn't decide on where we wanted to go to eat that day. So we ended up on Maggiano's Little Italy, and I talked to the waiter there, and he hooked me up with a nice little setup so where I could propose there at the dinner table.
Traditional here, John, down on bended knee here, or what?
No, it was actually at the table. Champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh, look at you.
Desiree, do you know it was coming?
Yeah.
Come on, it's about time. Get it over with.
I was actually planning the whole Halo wedding before we even got engaged. It was kind of funny.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you had the whole website ready to launch?
Yeah, actually, we did.
Wow.
So that's what you're learning at Full Sail, huh?
Most girls leave the wedding magazines lying around, but she's like, hey, so I got this website. I'll launch it whenever you're ready.
You're right.
No pressure.
Now, there's a lot of misconceptions going on out there. A lot of people believe that you guys are going to be dressed in character for the wedding. That is not true?
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I'm actually wearing a wedding dress. It is customized, though. It has my Halo emblem on the sleeve. And John is wearing a tuxedo, and his Halo emblem is going to be on the tie.
Okay. All right. Can I ask a question, Desiree? You designed this website, and then where did all the sponsors come from? Did they contact you, or did you contact them?
Actually, we were able to get all the sponsors through Full Sail.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
So as sponsors, are they giving you money or like just in-kind product?
No, they're just donating their time and services.
So, I went through it, and you got like a cake place and a tuxedo place. And
yeah.
So you got everything like paid for?
Pretty much.
Well, that's pretty
good.
Cool.
For you both. That's awesome. I'm a big fan of that. So when is the actual wedding date, Desiree and John?
The actual wedding date is January 17th.
In a couple of days, January 7th?
Yeah. It's getting very close.
Wow. Okay. So here's the big question. I mean, to build up that passion, you know, with the actual wedding date being, you know, just around the corner here. Have you two, and forgive me for asking, I know it's personal, have you two refrained from playing Halo over the past couple of weeks?
I can't do it.
Yeah.
That's so good, much for that Halo over your head.
Yeah. It's an amazing story, and if you want to check out their website, please do, because that pretty much maps out everything. It's a match made in Halo.com. Desiree and John, the wait's almost over. Get married this weekend. Thanks for taking the time, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.